بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. My respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we keep on hearing virtues of dhikrullah, benefits of dhikrullah, importance of dhikrullah, the importance of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeying the shariat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, staying away from all type of sins, sins of the eye, sins of the tongue, the hands, the feet, the private parts. The heart has to be pure all the time. We have to keep on cleansing and polishing our heart. Otherwise, our heart will become hard. We will lead a life of ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness. And a person will become away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we keep on mentioning, it is for myself, for all of us, the moment we slip, we make an error, it is not the end of the world. Allah has kept the doors of tawbah. And we have heard so many bayans on tawbah, istighfar, the benefits, how Allah ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Allah is waiting to forgive us. Allah wants us to turn to Him. Allah guides us. Allah turns to that person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And Allah guides that person who makes inabah to Allah, who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah ta'ala. He has a penitent heart, he's repentant, he's making tawbah, he's making istighfar, he's genuine, he's sincere. It's not just when we are faced with some difficulty that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, in times of prosperity, then too they would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of difficulty also they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the shan of a believer, that all the time he does not break this bond with Allah Ta'ala. He does not break the connection. Yes, sometimes the connection may weaken slightly because of our weaknesses, but again, a mu'min is conscious and he immediately waits to strengthen that bond with Allah Ta'ala. He makes tawbah istighfar, he makes dhikrullah, and he polishes his heart, and once again he wants to reunite with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not want to break this ta'alluq with Allah, because he knows the moment this ta'alluq, this bond with Allah ta'ala is broken, then he lives a life of restlessness, of misery, becheni, sadness, grief, gloom. There's no peace, there's no serenity, there's no tranquility. It's a life which is miserable, life of sin. There's a few seconds of enjoyment, but it is a life long thereafter of wretchedness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hayatan tayyiba, a pure life for all of us. And this pure life, the moment we enjoy this life, the moment we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ita'at of Allah, in true obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tranquility, the peace, angels surround us. Allah guides us. Allah removes difficulties. Allah increases our rizq. Allah gives us sustenance. Allah gives us plentiful. Allah keeps us happy all the time. So this dunya in which we are living is just a dream. As the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, he gave a beautiful example to explain that this dunya is just a dream, and when our eyes will open to the akhirat, then we will see reality. Like a person who's got body pains, his head is paining, feet is paining, and it's quite common, people go for a massage. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Many men go to female people for massage, and many females, many sisters go to males for massage. Totally haram. Totally haram. May Allah protect us. So, the example is, I just digress, but the example the Shaykh Rahman gives is a person who is, his entire body is paining, and there are people massaging his head, his feet, somebody's hand. And people are busy massaging him, and he's enjoying, and all the pain goes away, and he's really enjoying himself. And suddenly he wakes up to realize it was just a dream. And now he realizes, he's sitting in his office chair, all the work that's piled up on his desk, and there's no real enjoyment that he got. On the other hand, another person, or this person who was enjoying the massage, either he's in his office, or the Shaykh gives an example that he was enjoying this massage, and when he opens his eyes, he's actually sitting in a prison cell. May Allah Ta'ala save us. He's behind bars. And then he realizes that this is the reality. It was just a dream. I was enjoying myself. And the other person, he is feeling pain, somebody is hitting him and beating him up and torturing him, and he's going through great pain and misery. But when he awakens, he realizes it was just a dream. What a relief. How often it happens to us, we have a nightmare, and even screaming and crying in our sleep. Even though we have passed this phase of school and high school and matric and especially hips class, and the person is dreaming, is going to the ustad for sabak and doesn't know his sabak, and ustad is about to spank him. And suddenly at that moment your eyes open, you wake up. What a sigh of relief. So when the person was dreaming, he was going through torture and misery, and when he wakes up, he says, oh, it was just a dream. Like that, the believer, when his eyes will open on the day of Qiyamah, he will see that all the dunya, the difficulties he went through, calamity, hardship, pain, suffering, misery, all was just one khab. Now is only enjoyment of Jannat. And the first person who was enjoying a massage, and then woke up to be behind a prison bar, or he's in a prison cell, in dunya he was enjoying all the comforts, but now reality dawns upon him that now there's only Jahannam and misery for him. And therefore we have to keep on, because we are going through great, great challenges. Great challenges and temptations all the time, but never lose hope. That is why we're having these programs, because of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali had seen the benefit of these programs. The people would come to him, and that is why we're trying to continue. Solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah must help us to connect with Him, and billions of others must also connect to Allah Ta'ala through us. Allah must grant us ikhlas. There are so many a youngster who has a problem. And the moment he sits in a majlis where the angels are surrounding the majlis, and sakina and peace and tranquility descends, the person forgets all his problems. And then we gain some strength that let me turn back to my Allah. Because Allah is the only solution. And all the problems I have is not, it is zero. Nobody can harm me, and no parishani can overwhelm me, and no difficulty. It is only Allah. And let me become a friend of Allah. And then we see how we enjoy a beautiful life, like how the Arifin would enjoy, how the Ahlullah enjoy, how the friends of Allah, they try to tell us something. It's just that we can't understand. We can't understand what they are enjoying. May Allah give us the sweetness of His marifat. May Allah make us enjoy a pure, chaste life, a life full of ta'at and obedience of Allah, a life full of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a life in the following the footsteps of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a life of sunnat and taqwa. May Allah protect us from a life of ghaflat, a life of disobedience, a life of haram and filth. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, inshaAllah. نرسل الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ وی آر سیکنگ یو مائی اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ یا اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ یو آر اللہ یا اللہ دیر از نو ادر اللہ بیسائڈ یو
Every single sin we committed, may Allah forgive us, may Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we may have committed those sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, ya Allah. You are At-Tawwab, may Allah. You love to forgive, may Allah. Ya Allah, guide us. We need hidayat, may Allah. We want hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Show us sirat al-mustaqeem. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqeem. Make us live a life which is pure, may Allah. Protect us from all types of filth, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina. Protect us from riba. Protect us from ghibat and carrying tales. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Let there be no hikt and malice in our hearts. Ya Allah, let there be no jealousy in our hearts. Protect us from pride and arrogance, may Allah. Give us a life of humility, may Allah. Make us be humble, may Allah. Make us be hayyin, layyin, may Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi. Make our sustenance become asan for us. Those who are in debts, may Allah, remove the debts, may Allah. Help them to pay off the debts, may Allah. Put, ya Allah, softness in the heart of the creditors, may Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many in hospitals at home, may Allah. So many have got cancer and heart problems and so many different problems, may Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them complete sukoon and afiyat, may Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, may Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Give us a good maut, maut on iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, may Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, let the last action of ours in this world be the best of a'mal, may Allah. Such a deed that you are happy and you accept the deed, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawd al-Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our nasal, our dhurriyat, may Allah. Protect our elders, may Allah. Protect our mashayikh and students. Protect our musallis, ya Allah, muta'alliqeen. Ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, may Allah. Every single ummati of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our youth, may Allah. Guide them, may Allah. Protect them, may Allah. Ya Allah, all of us have come with the needs and desires, may Allah. Fulfill our hajat, may Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, ya Dafi al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-Gham, mufarrij al-Hamm, mujib da'wat al-Muttarrina idha da'awuk. Rahman dunya wal-Akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha, rahmati man siwaka. Ya Allah, all those who have gone for Hajj, and so many will be going for Hajj, may Allah, grant them a Hajj, mabrur, makbool, may Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made niyat for Hajj, may Allah, but still, may Allah. Ya Allah, it seems as though they are not going to be accredited, may Allah. But may Allah, there is nothing impossible for you, may Allah. It is only in your hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, if you have written the labbaik, may Allah, then the haji will go, may Allah. Open your doors for such people, may Allah. Especially upon those whom hajj is fardhan, may Allah. And they are waiting for so long, may Allah, until the turn comes, may Allah. Grant each and every one of them, may Allah, who is waiting, may Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, the ability and open your doors for them to make hajj, may Allah. And make the hajj maqbool and mabroor, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا الله, make حفاظة of our اعمال, our مساجد, our مدارس, our ulama, our students, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect our homes, may Allah. Protect our possessions, our properties. Protect our family members. Protect our wives and children, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from crime that is taking place, may Allah. Ya Allah, it is our gunas, may Allah. Guide us, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, ya Allah, from hijacking, may Allah. From being kidnapped, may Allah. From so many different types of crime that is taking place, may Allah. Protect our women folk, may Allah. Protect the izzat, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, shower your special mercies upon the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.